A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 445, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Doctors in Utah say the Omicron variant could have a lot of different characteristics than previous COVID-19 viruses, but they say the Beehive State still needs to worry about the Delta variant. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah is reporting 20 more COVID-19 deaths today. One of those people was an adult younger than 25 years old. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
We're seeing big improvements on southbound I-15 going through Lehigh and American Fork, where we had the crash on southbound I-15 at Pioneer Crossing. But slowdowns for southbounders in Salt Lake County on I-15 from Murray through Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Above normal temperatures and hazy skies continue. I'm Kevin Eubank.
45 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
A 15-year-old is in custody accused of opening fire today at the high school he attends outside Detroit. Authorities say the teen killed three fellow students, wounding eight other people, seven of them students, along with a teacher. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
The 15-year-old sophomore who the Oakland County, Michigan Sheriff's Department says opened fire attended classes before the shooting. Under Sheriff Michael McCabe says the boy's parents have instructed him not to talk to investigators.
15-year-old student of Oxford High School, lives in the village of Oxford.
A motive remains unknown. Police are executing a search warrant at the boy's home. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer on the scene.
This is a uniquely American problem that we need to address, but at this juncture, I think we need to focus on the community, the families, supporting all the first responders.
Authorities say there were more than 100 911 calls made in the wake of the shooting. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Senate Republicans held a briefing today to discuss the 15-week ban on abortion cases set to go in front of the Supreme Court tomorrow. Utah Senator Mike Lee said abortions should be left to the states.
Bad things happen when we deny the humanity of human beings. Our history books are littered with disastrous, tragic consequences that stem from any decision to call a human being something less than human. Now, I understand that many Americans, including, I suspect, many in this room, might disagree as to the exact moment when this child should be deserving of protection under the law. And in fact, what one state might choose to do to protect unborn human life might differ from that of another state. In 1973, some 48 years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States decided to take some of these otherwise debatable matters beyond debate. First, by denying the personhood, denying the existence of a human being, but then, on top of that, grafting onto the Constitution something that is not there. Now, I've read this document, the United States Constitution, which they purported to be interpreting when they decided that case. I challenge anyone to identify what provision makes this a person that who can't be protected under state law. That is, make no mistake, effectively what the Supreme Court of the United States was doing. So to be very clear, in addition to the fact that this is a person, in addition to the fact that 80% of Americans agree that it is a person, and as such should receive protections, this case isn't one in which the Supreme Court is charged with deciding to prohibit, ban, criminalize, and otherwise outlaw every abortion in the United States. That's not on the table. That's not the issue.
Senator Mike Lee speaking today. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki weighed in as well, saying that the president has a strong support of a woman's right to choose and a strong support of Roe v. Wade. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns on the Salt Lake County Drive. If you're southbound on I-15, delays stretch from 4500 south through Midvale at 72nd. Also heavy and slow westbound on the 201 between I-15 and Bangor Highway. Michelle?
Well, we're looking at delays. Southbound I-15 starting about 2100 north in Lehigh. This is going to go down just a little past Pioneer Crossing. Also looking at slowdowns for drivers that are trying to merge onto I-15 from Pioneer Crossing, as well as head westbound towards Saratoga Springs. Steve?
Yeah, we've got good speeds this afternoon and good travel times. Northbound I-15, downtown Salt Lake City to Farmington, take you about 15 minutes. Then a little busy by the Layton Hills Mall in Davis County up through Sunset. Northbound Highway 89 slowdowns at South Weaver Drive, and southbound Highway 89 slow through Uinta coming down to the I-84 ramps. The Ogden's Flooring and Design Christmas Sale is going on now at all 11 locations. Save big on carpet, laminate, luxury vinyl, tile, and more this month only at ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank here with the 7-day forecast.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, we started the day with lots of clouds, and we've kept them through the afternoon, but now those clouds are starting to dissipate as they slide south and east of the Wasatch Front. Skies will go mostly clear overnight with a low of 30 degrees. 54, mostly sunny, but still hazy on Wednesday into Thursday into Friday. Temperatures remain more than 10 degrees above average, so it's mild, but with all the haze, it's hard to enjoy. Partly cloudy skies over the weekend, and then thicker clouds Monday, Tuesday as we watch a storm system move in. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
45 degrees downtown. It's that time of year that we make important decisions about our health care plans. And with me this hour is Heidi Castaneda from Select Health. And Heidi, a lot of us have taken more advantage of virtual care in the pandemic. Describe for us how Select Health has actually expanded virtual care.
Yes, we have expanded our virtual care in 2022, and we've really actually taken a hard look at all of our plan designs and really tried to focus on ways that we could make healthcare more affordable and easier to access. And so it's a perfect time to talk about expanding benefits that are virtual. A lot of us have taken advantage of those virtual visits over the past year and a half or so, and we feel like that's super important to continue. So all of our plans will include a new expanded virtual care benefit, meaning that you will have zero cost share when you are visiting with your provider or using a Connect Care, which is an Intermountain urgent care virtual visit. You'll have no cost share. So we really want to just eliminate those barriers and allow people access to that coverage.
Right. Describe some of the other things that Select Health is doing to help us save money.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to consider, and saving money is obviously top of mind for all of us. But the first thing I would do is find out what you might qualify for as far as assistance. Through healthcare.gov, you could get discounts on your premium, as well as additional benefits that you may not otherwise know you qualify for, unless you go through the exercise and analysis to just find out what you qualify for. There has been expansions of subsidies over the past, you know, few months. And so even if you checked it, you know, a year ago, check it again, or let us help walk you through that process. It literally can take just minutes, and it can save you hundreds of dollars on your premium.
Yes.
But once you have decided to enroll in a plan, we have a lot of cost saving measures in there to help you continue to save money. Things like what we call RX saving solutions. And it really is just a way for people to go in before you pick up a prescription to make sure that you're getting it filled in the most affordable way possible and things of those nature.
Heidi, we appreciate you being with us. And for people who want more information, they can find out more at selecthealth.org.
I walk into the house to fix the furnace. Soot everywhere. It's a hazy indoor microparticle cloud that's settling on the furniture, the curtains, the floors, and even the walls. I choke my way to the furnace. A spider built a little web nest right in the orifice. His shriveled remains still diverting the flow of gas, producing solid clumps of soot. My client's attempt to vacuum soot balls from the combustion chamber sent the soot flying. The cleaning bill was in the thousands, and it could have been prevented by the type of complete maintenance and tune-up we do on furnaces at Whipple Service Champions. And for just $55. Could you spend less? Yes, but you wouldn't get half the job done right for twice the price. Get your Whipple Service Champions best furnace tune-up at any price before you need it. Just $55. No birds, animals, or humans were harmed by that furnace. Just in danger.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Here's today's STEM tip. Make your selfies look even better with science. Take your pics at golden hour right before the sun sets. The wavelengths made by the atmosphere create a perfect golden light for that beautiful face of yours. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 455. We are watching Utah's money on Wall Street today. It was a rough one for the markets. The Dow fell 652 points to end at 34,483. S&P dropped 88 points. The NASDAQ down by 245. KSL News Time 456, and it's time for Jazz Notes. And here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz knocked off Damian Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers thanks to a 30-point outing from Donovan Mitchell and a 21-point, 16-rebound double-double from Rudy Gobert. The Jazz spacing has been as good as it's looked all season over the last two games, which has resulted in games of 20 made threes and 19 made threes, their two highest marks of the year.
I thought our guys were really unselfish and got off the ball when they needed to. And then, obviously, you know, as you spread it out and make some shots, all of a sudden the lanes to the basket open up. And, you know, in those situations, the ball doesn't have to move. It just has to get laid in.
The Jazz now have a rare 3 days off before they face the Boston Celtics on Friday night at Vivint Arena before heading out on the road for a four-game road trip. For more on the Jazz win last night, visit KSLSports.com with Jazz Notes. Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.